With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC. Welcome to the Jill on Money Coronavirus Market Update. It is Thursday, July 16th. And, listen, I woke up yesterday morning and I had the folks at CBS Radio pestering me and asking me like, well, do something about, can you file something about the stock market and the futures market? And, you know, every day that markets go up, there is some attempt to make sense of it. Maybe it went up because there were early results on a vaccine. Maybe it went up because Goldman Sachs had blowout earnings. But at the end of the day, I continue to believe that we should not be, we, the Jill on Money family, should not be focusing so much on these day-to-day gyrations. And, you know, I would really, really emphasize that the investment markets, they're not reflective necessarily of what's the most important thing in your financial life. So that's why we want you to get in touch with us. Just send us an email. Ask Jill at jillonmoney.com. Ask Jill at jillonmoney.com. And, you know, yesterday, Mark, a friend of ours who works at CBS reached out to me and asked about allocation of a retirement account. And I was laughing because I said, you keep focusing on the investment part and I keep telling you to save more. So we're at odds here. I said, so I'm going to stop answering your questions about allocation until you start saving more money. And that was the end of the conversation. It was great. Okay, we got a follow-up because earlier this week, we had a question from Dale about her mother who is selling her home worth about $1 million. And here's the follow-up. My mother's in her 80s looking for the safest way to invest $1 million from the sale of her home, especially given the uncertainty of COVID. Evidently, the FDIC standard deposit insurance coverage limit is $250,000. So how can she invest the rest safely? Can she open several accounts in the same bank and have each insured by the FDIC? No, she can't. I don't think she can do that. But she can open 4 accounts at different banks. So that's easy. I don't think she needs a financial advisor. I think that she needs to open some different accounts at different banks, go to depositaccounts.com to find the best rates, and then you should be just fine. It really would be very easy just to pick 4 CDs, okay? Or keep 250 in her main bank, boring, maybe it's a high-yielding money market or high-yielding savings account, and then from there, we do some others, okay? I hope that that helps. This is from Brian. He says, I bought my home in 2015 with a 30-year loan, interest rate 4.25%. I just refinanced in April to a 15-year at 3%. I know you often prefer the flexibility of a 30-year, but I want to have a paid-off home sooner rather than later. I can comfortably make the larger payment, and I still max out my 401k, IRA, and even save a few hundred dollars in a taxable brokerage account. I have a 6-month emergency fund. Since rates have continued to drop, should I consider refinancing again? My credit union is currently offering a 2.4% 15-year rate. Looks tempting, but is it too soon? Thanks for the pod. Okay, so first of all, you're in great shape, so congratulations. And no, don't refinance again. Why pay for it? No. The only thing that you could potentially do is go back to the company that had underwritten the loan in April and see if they will do something for you, just because you just refinanced, but they probably won't. So just keep what you have. It's great. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth. You're in good shape. Andy writes, I just finished reading your book. Fantastic read, by the way. And it has opened my eyes to one of the dumb things that I have not done with my money, particularly during the uncertainty we are facing during COVID. I've yet to create a will. No lecture needed. But I've now started looking into it. My company offers free access to an estate planning website to make a free will and or living will. In the book, you mention that you advise against drafting legal forms online. But why is that? I'm single. I'm in my early 40s with no children, a modest living situation. Is the online option a good one for me rather than paying a lawyer? Sure. I think in this case, yes, you're right. When it's a simple situation, the one thing that, you know, obviously complicates the online situation is that if you move states, you might need to have a different attorney review it in a state in which you move, if your financial situation changes, if your life situation changes. But that said, sure, go ahead and use it. Free is good. And free is certainly better than nothing. Okay, Michael writes, I have $500,000 in cash in my credit union, plus a Fidelity Roth IRA valued at over $300,000. My current 401k, $225,000. I'm 47, married with a 13 and 8-year-old. Additionally, we have 9 years left on our 15-year mortgage in New Jersey. I've always heard that too much cash in the bank isn't good, but I occasionally invest in real estate flips and want the cash option as a bonus. I'm looking for help to grow the money at a higher rate than the typical money market, but I would like to access about $200,000 in cash in the case of a deal passes my way. I'd love your advice. I always hear you on KYW. Thanks in advance, Michael. Well, I mean, with 500 grand in cash in the credit union, I think that you could probably say keep 200 there, but why don't you take the other 300 and look to do something with that cash? Does that mean you should be putting it in a non-retirement investment account? I don't know. I mean, I don't know what your risk tolerance is. The other idea might be just to start to use some of that $300,000 to build maybe a CD ladder, something. Because I don't know if you want to really keep this money all safe or not. But as you just heard from my previous answer about depositaccounts.com, it is really the best resource for anyone looking for higher yielding savings, money market, checking, CDs. Otherwise, you just go to a no-load mutual fund house like a Vanguard or a Fidelity or a T. Rowe Price or a Schwab or a TD Ameritrade. You open up an account and you essentially start to invest in a longer-term game plan for that money. But again, it really does depend on how much risk you want to take. Okay, here we go. This is from Eddie in Boston. Love the podcast. I've learned so much listening to you and appreciate how clear you are with your financial knowledge and how much you've helped me and so many others. I actually binge a whole week's worth of episodes every weekend. This poor Edward is really in rough shape, Mark, because he's spending his weekend with me. It's terrible. All right. I joke. Thank you so much for that. Okay, here's a question. At a former job, when I really didn't know anything about personal finance, I opened up a Roth IRA account, invested in an American Funds aggressive growth portfolio, and a tax-sheltered annuity, both with AXA, now called Equitable. In my current job, I have a 403b with Fidelity, invested in a Vanguard target date fund. I contribute 10% of my salary to it. I decided to move the Roth IRA from AXA Equitable over to Fidelity. It's still invested in American Funds with a balance of about $11,000, but I'm not making any new contributions to it. I feel like American Funds is well managed, but it's expensive with management fees. Would it be advisable, and can I sell the American Funds and have my Roth invested in something else? Sure. The thing about American Funds is that once you've actually paid the cost of owning the fund, the sales commission, the upfront cost, they're not that expensive. But that said, sure, you can put your Roth in anything you want. And you could certainly use any Fidelity index fund, which will be probably cheaper than what you are paying, even with the American Fund's low annual cost once the commission has been paid. So, question finally is, what should I do about the TSA? I would roll that over. Also, I would roll everything over to Fidelity. That's what I would do. I think that the most important thing to remember is to consolidate these accounts in the lowest cost alternatives. That's what's going to help you over the long term. So that's what I would argue for you. And your PS is fabulous. Eddie in Boston, I know how much you love our dog pictures. Here's my dog, Samson. He wants you to know this is his happy face. You've got to see what Mark has built in the furry fan section. Hey, all right, cat lovers, you zetsed me about making sure I included cats. I'll take those cat pictures anytime. And I don't know, maybe it doesn't even have to be furry, Mark. Maybe it maybe we should encourage fish photos or lizard photos. I don't know. Snakes. My friend Kate back in college had a pet snake called Scooby-Doo. And let me just say that there was a lot of attention when Scooby-Doo was lost for a while in our dorm. Let me say, not a pleasant experience for the person who found it. Okay, that's it for the show. Remember, if you have a financial question, just send us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com. Head over to the website to see those doggy pics. I sent Mark a bunch of my girls, so those can go up. Maybe they have to have their own section, Mark. I don't know. And while you're on the website, please do sign up for our free weekly newsletter. It is free. JillOnMoney.com. Want to remind you, as always, to wash your hands, wear your masks, maintain your physical distancing, and put your hands metaphorically on someone's back. Help someone out today. Okay, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.